My guest at this time is Ryan Ellis. He's the Director of Tax Policy at Americans for Tax Reform. He and his colleagues have responded in print to the president's proclamation that he wants to cut corporate tax rates at the federal level from 35% down to 28%. Ryan and his associates at the Americans for Tax Reform have concluded that while that may be the case, overall, what we're looking at is a tax hike in the president's plan for American businesses and business owners. And Ryan, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be here.
Obviously, 35% down to 28% in and of itself is what I'm sure you would consider a step in the right direction, although perhaps not quite as big of a step as you'd like to see. Take us a little deeper, though. How does this proposed tax cut end up being a tax hike?
Well, for one thing, the plan itself brags that it raises tax revenues by at least $250 billion over the next 10 years, and it's planned to do that. So you can't have tax reform if you're raising taxes. The whole point of tax reform is you're lowering the rates, you're broadening the base, and you're at least being revenue neutral. You can maybe cut taxes, but you can't use the whole thing as an exercise to raise taxes. So really what this is, it's a tax increase plan on America's employers with a lot of sort of wolves and sheep's clothing designs to make it look like it's actually business tax reform.
Is this basically disguised by pretty vague closing of loopholes? Are we talking about the president's call for the wealthiest Americans to pay more, and that affects small businesses? How are you arriving at that?
Well, for one thing, it treats corporations and small businesses very differently. For corporations, it cuts the federal corporate rate from 35% down to 28%, as you say. However, that really doesn't go far enough, and that's not just a matter of we always like to see taxes cut even more. We have an objective standard to look at here, and that's our international competitors, people that these large corporations are competing with. The average in the developed world, which is called the OECD, the average is 25%. So you're not getting down that far. And of our major trading partners, we would still have a higher corporate income tax rate after this change. We would still have a higher corporate income tax rate than Canada, than Mexico, the United Kingdom, and Germany. The only trade partners that we would actually have a superior corporate income tax rate to would be Japan and France, and that's it. So you're going through this entire exercise of taking away deductions and credits, which could leave individual companies much worse off than they are today, and you're not even getting an internationally competitive corporate income tax rate out of the deal.
Ryan, in terms of the type of tax cut you would need just with the corporate tax rate to make a big dent and to get towards the average and to actually entice businesses to relocate here or in some cases to stay here, they would need about a 10% cut down to at least 25. Is that where you want to be, or do you actually want to be below the average?
You actually have to get below that because we have state corporate income taxes in this country, and so you have to add those in if you're going to do an international comparison and make it apples to apples. Since we have state corporate income taxes in this country, the federal rate, in order to just meet the average of what our competitors' rates is, the federal rate would have to drop from 35% today all the way down to 20%. You have to get at least that far just to match the average rate that our competitors have. Because don't forget, our competitors, some of them have states, some of them don't. Their rate is 25. You have to add a few percentage points to our federal rate to make it comparable.
All right. You also mentioned before that the tax code treats corporations and small businesses very differently. What does this plan call for with respect to small businesses?
With small businesses, it calls for the opposite of tax reform. Tax reform is usually you lower the rates and you broaden the base, and that's the trade-off. But if you take a look at what this plan calls for, it calls for broadening the base on small businesses, taking away a lot of their deductions and credits and things that they're currently benefiting from. But instead of lowering their rates, it actually raises their rates. So the top rate that small businesses pay taxes at today is about 35%, the same as corporations. But rather than lowering that rate, it actually raises it to just over 40%. So for small businesses, this is a double whammy. They're going to lose a lot of their deductions and credits. They give them a couple of new deductions to try to make it up to them, but really not much in the way of that. They're going to lose all of their deductions and credits that they are currently benefiting from. And they're not even going to get a lower rate in order to compensate them. They're actually going to pay a higher tax rate than they do today, over 40%.
Any deductions in particular that are going to be most onerous as you see it?
It depends what kind of industry you're in. There are a lot of small and mid-sized employers, for instance, in the energy industry. So picture oil refiners, family-owned energy-producing businesses, which there are a lot of in this country. It's not all large multinational corporations. This particular plan really targets the energy sector specifically. It takes away what's called the LIFO deduction, which is a way that energy and other and many other types of employers account for inventory. It takes away a special deduction that they've had for the domestic production of energy. So there's all sorts of things. And really, this plan, even though it's only 25 pages long, which is not very long as far as Washington plans go, there are hundreds, literally hundreds, of individual tax deductions and credits, all of which are fairly small, but taken together is a large amount of base broadening. And if you talked small business to small business, not all of them are going to claim most of them, but each of them will claim a few of them. And if you take those away from each of those individual small employers, and you are in not only not cutting their rate to make up for it, but you're actually raising their rate, then you've just raised taxes on them twice.
Ryan, I don't know if the ATR has a specific tax reform, tax cut proposal out there, but other than reducing the federal corporate tax rate to below the international average, what other ideas do you think would be smart for Congress and this White House to pursue right now?
Well, one thing you could do right away is you could begin to move toward what's called a territorial system. The United States is one of the only countries left in the world that seeks to tax the global income of our companies. So if you're a U.S. company and you earn a profit in France, you pay taxes in France on the profit that you earned. But if you want to bring that money back to the United States, you have to pay taxes again to the IRS in order to bring that money back. No other country treats their taxpayers that way. And it makes sense. Why not? You want money to come back into your country. Why are you going to tax it again? Bring it all back here. So one thing you could do is you could move toward a system of territoriality, and you could say for all the money that's already out there, they can bring it back at a 0% rate or a very, very low percentage rate. That's called repatriation. That can happen right away. Something else that can happen right away. The president's budget calls for what's called full business expensing, which would allow companies to fully deduct the cost of investments the year that they make it, rather than having to depreciate, which is a fancy word for slowly deduct, investments over 5 or 7, or in the case of real estate, as much as 40 years, they would get to immediately deduct the cost of all of their business inputs the first year. That's something that was on the books last year. The president supports putting it back on the books again this year. That should be a permanent part of policy. The third thing is you've got to make sure that you're not discriminating between corporations and small businesses. They should be at the same tax rate. Otherwise, what's going to happen is the tax code will pick winners and losers, saying, well, we think you should be a corporation this year, or we think you should be a partnership this year. The tax code shouldn't do that. All business income should be taxed the same way, and it should be taxed at one low internationally competitive rate.
Ryan, as always, great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Sure thing.
Ryan Ellis is Director of Tax Policy at Americans for Tax Reform. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.